Hallelujah. 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 To God be all the glory. Because of who you are, we came to worship you, God. We came to bow down to the name of Jesus. We came to lift up the name of Jesus tonight. We came to pray in that name, which has been given above every name, that every knee shall bow and that every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. Father, hallelujah. According to your word, the world was made by him, and all things were made according to him. And hallelujah. The Bible says he entered into the world, and the world knew him not. But for those of us who believe in yet his name, the word says he makes us the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. You and I are in company. We are the sons and daughters of God. We are the children of Abba, Father, who art in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. The Lord's Prayer says, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have come against us. The Bible goes on to say, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all kinds of evil. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, and thine is the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory as we are about to go into an hour of prayer in the name of Jesus. Whatever you are standing in the need of, God is not just able. I believe that God is going to do it on your behalf. We are just touching and agreeing, Pastor Rebecca and myself, the New Creation Church family. We are touching and agreeing with you tonight, believing that God is going to turn every negative situation around. God is going to remove every stumbling block, everything that's weighing us down, everything that's trying to stop purpose on our lives. God is about to, glory be to God, give us a blessing beyond our wildest imagination in the name of Jesus. And that's why we pray. We just want to touch and agree with heaven, because the Bible says whatever we bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth, that too shall be loosed in heaven. So we came to bind up the hands of the enemy tonight, trying to harass God's people, trying to torment us, trying to make our lives hard. But I believe that God, through his son Jesus Christ, John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. It's one thing to be alive. It's another thing to be alive and filled with abundance of life. So I thank God that we are praying tonight, that we are believing God tonight, and that we are learning how to trust him through the power of prayer. He's increasing our faith through the power of prayer. He is allowing us to communicate with him during these Tuesday nights, and I believe that God is going to get the glory. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Well, my name is Pastor Anthony Simmons. We welcome you to our hour of prayer tonight as we go before the throne of grace. Find yourself in a comfortable place. Find yourself, some people are going to lay prostrate. Some people will be on bended knees. Some are in their cars actually listening and commuting. But whatever way you find yourself praying or connecting with us tonight, I believe that God is looking down from heaven and seeing our faithfulness on these Tuesday nights. I believe that the Lord is pleased. I believe he's already dispatching angels on our behalf. God is already moving obstacles because we are trusting in him. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come praying tonight. We come interceding tonight. We came, Father God, in the name of Jesus, asking for your loving kindness to overwhelm us, asking for your grace and your mercy to be sufficient for no matter what we're going through tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, our families need you like never before. Husbands and wives, need the power of God to make their marriages work. Parents need the power of God in the name of Jesus. We need the power of God to come and teach us how to parent, how to sit on the wall, how to discern, and how to pray specific prayers concerning our children in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now we cover our children. We cover them with the blood of Almighty God in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, minister to the minds of our young people. Minister to the minds of our high schoolers. Minister to the mind of our college students in the name of Jesus. Lord, our young people need you like never before. So many are not finishing high school, but our children are graduating. Our children are getting jobs and gainful employment. Our children are longing to be educated in their minds. They are longing to be leaders of tomorrow in the name of Jesus. Our children are hungry for the things of God, hungry for righteousness, and hungry for the kingdom of God to advance in the name of Jesus. So you show God through your glory, young people, purpose at an early age in the name of Jesus, so they can come against peer pressure. They can come against, Lord, in the name of Jesus, opposition of all kinds, even at their young ages. Oh, Lord, Satan is a liar. The devil, the Lord, rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. And we're saying our young people are blessed. We're saying our young people are successful. We're saying right now in the name of Jesus, our young people shall be hungry and thirsty for the things of Almighty God. So cover the youth of today in the name of Jesus. So many are giving up on our young people, but this is one church that we're going to pray, because your word says to pray without ceasing. We are praying for those who don't know yet to pray for themselves. So we pray for our young people that may not have obtained a prayer life yet. Lord, cover them with the power of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, no car accidents, no mishaps. In the name of Jesus, on the athletic field, no mishaps, Lord, as they go to and fro from the playground, in the school ground, and the schoolyard. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we need you. We need you like never before in our homes. Oh, Lord, bring families back together. Allow mothers and children to communicate like they've never communicated before. Allow the love of Almighty God to transcend every family problem, every family dilemma, every family pain. In the name of Jesus, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Lord, you are a healer of the family, and there is focus, and there's a spotlight on the family in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, right now, we are praying for our children. We are praying for our spouses. We are praying for our husbands and our wives tonight in the matchless name of Jesus. And we're saying, Lord, move. Move on behalf of our prayers tonight. Oh, Groshaba. In the matchless name of Jesus, we're never going to get tired of praying. We're never going to get tired of interceding. The devil's trying to wear us down. The devil's trying to make us weary and well-doing. But your word says we'll reap a harvest if we faint not. So, Lord, give us the desire to pray. Give us the desire to intercede. Give us the desire to open up our mouth and talk to God. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you that we have a tongue to say, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you that we have lips of clay that are molded, that are praying and singing your praises on tonight. We thank you that you are forming our words, and you, who are the greater one on the inside of us, is greater than he that is in this world. So, Lord, we pray right now for the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of every believer. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Yes. Lord, help us to watch our confession on tonight. Yes. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, yes, who strengthens us. Oh, we are not losers on this line tonight. Yes. We are not quitters on this line tonight. We are not folk that throw in the towel on this line tonight. We are not those who give up in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, we're going to be like the Apostle Paul, and we are going to fight the good fight of faith until the very end. We are going to pray for our children until they get it right.
Yes.
We are going to pray for our families until every single person is saved.
Yes.
We are going to pray for our neighborhood until we see the glory of God infiltrating every family on our block. In the matchless name of Jesus. So, Lord, we say right now, hear our prayers tonight. Because you said if my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves and if they would pray and if they would seek my face and if they would turn from their wicked ways, then will they hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Lord, there's somebody who needs a healing tonight.
Yes, right.
They have sickness in their body and they need a miraculous healing tonight. Somebody has pain in their members and in their body, and they need you, Lord, to remove the pain, to remove the burden, to remove the yoke in the name of Jesus. And right now, Father God, we just want to touch and agree with their faith tonight. We want to touch and agree with their hope on tonight. We want to touch and agree with their worship on tonight. And we want to say, Lord, have your way.
Have your
way. Glory be to God.
Lord.
God, we want to say, have your way on tonight.
Have your way
in the name of Jesus, because we need you, Lord. We need you in the name of Jesus. We need you, God. We need you like never before to remove every distraction, to remove, Lord, everything that's not of your will tonight. We want to focus in on prayer. We want to focus in, and we want to touch heaven tonight in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, right now, remove every distraction. Remove every burden in the name of Jesus. You got so many doing so much. But, Lord, we believe in the power of prayer on tonight. What we're doing tonight right now in this moment, this is not coming back void. Our prayers are preceding our praise. Our prayer is preceding our prosperity. Our praise is preceding our protection. Our praise is preceding, Lord, in the name of Jesus, our provision. So right now, through the power of prayer, we believe that we'll always have a job. Through the power of prayer, we'll believe that you'll always put food on our table. Through the power of prayer, we believe that you'll always put clothes on our back. In the name of Jesus, through the power of prayer, we believe, Lord, that you'll always keep a roof over our head. In the matchless name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we need you. We need you like never before to come into our lives afresh and anew. Lord, somebody need a fresher anointing. Somebody need another touch from God Almighty. They need a new touch from the Lord tonight. We need you to pour in new wine and new oil in the name of Jesus, because it's the anointing that destroys the yoke according to the word of God. Lord, we need the anointing tonight. We don't need man tonight. We don't need flesh on parade tonight. But we need the anointing. We need the anointing that only comes from God. Lord, your churches need the anointing. Lord, your pastors need the anointing.
Yes.
Lord, your preachers, they need the anointing. Lord, your people, they need the anointing. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we need the anointing. Your Bible says our gifts will make room for us and put us before great men. So in the name of Jesus, stir up the gift of God in us on tonight. In the matchless name of Jesus, that person who called in, who need, Lord, you to move in this situation. Oh, glory be to God. You know what they stand in the need of. You know what they have been praying about.
Yes.
You know what they have been worrying about. You know what they've been trying to stress about. You know what has been on their mind. In the name of Jesus. So right now, Father, your word says don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow have enough worries of its own. So, Lord, right now, on this Tuesday night,
We're not going to worry about our problems. We're not going to worry about our bills. We're not going to worry about our health. We came tonight to pray because, Lord, we want to hand it over to you because your word says, cast all our cares upon the Lord because he cares for us. Glory be to God. God, we know that you care when other people don't care. God, we know that you love us when others don't love us. God, your word says you'll never leave us nor forsake us. When people walk away, you're going to be there.
Yes.
When people disappoint us,
yes,
you're going to be there. When people get us angry,
yes,
and upset, God, you're going to be there with unconditional love. When people don't miss, when people don't understand us, we can talk to you, God, who made us, who molded us from our mother's womb. Your word says you knew us before we were in the womb. You knew us,
yes,
before our parents came together. You knew us before we made it out of the womb. And right now, Lord, wherever we are in life, no matter what age we are, no matter what neighborhood we live in, no matter what's going on in our minds and in our bodies, Lord, we are praying to you tonight,
yes,
because you said, hallelujah, that you care about the sheep. You care about that one soul that wants to be saved. The word says, why gain the whole world and lose your soul? We're trying to save our souls tonight. We're trying to save other souls on tonight. We are praying for the lost people. We are praying for the prostitute. We are praying for the drug dealer.
Yes,
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
We are praying for the person that keeps going in and out of prison. We are praying for people who cannot make it out of hospitals tonight. We are praying for those who find themselves in a shelter on tonight. We are praying for the homeless on tonight. We are praying in the name of Jesus for the young runaway who has ran away from home, who is on the streets running around in fear, in the name of Jesus. We are praying tonight for all of those who are lost and turned out. We are praying tonight in the name of Jesus for the single parent that don't know how they're going to pay their rent. They don't know how they're going to pay their car note. They don't know how they're going to make ends meet. But we are praying right now in the name of Jesus for that person looking for a job. Lord, make a way out of no way. Give them favor with the hiring people. Give them favor with the human resource department.
Yes.
Give them favor with the boss in the name of Jesus. Give them favor with the employer in the name of Jesus. Give them ideas, Lord, even on how to make money with their own business. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we pray tonight. We even pray for our nation. We pray for the First Lady,
yes,
Michelle Obama.
Yes.
And we pray tonight for President Barack Obama in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, have mercy on the First Family.
Yes.
Have mercy on the entire cabinet. Have mercy on the Democrats and the Republicans and the Independents. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless our mayors.
Yes,
bless our governors. Bless all congressmen. Bless our senators. In the name of Jesus. Bless all people who work in law enforcement. Bless, Lord, those who are healthcare workers. In the name of Jesus. Domestic workers. Hospital workers. Prison correction officers. In the name of Jesus. Bless the school teachers. Oh, Lord, we need you like never before. Bless, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless, Lord, those in the blue-collar marketplace, those in the white-collar marketplace, in the matchless name of Jesus. So, Lord, we need you. We need you tonight. So, Lord, as I give this prayer to my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Lord, receive our prayers on tonight. We came because you said with two or more, we're touching agree. We shall have what we say. So, Lord, we're praying for unity with the body of Christ. We're praying that Christians don't get tired of praying.
Yes.
We're praying that your churches, Lord, in the name of Jesus, will come together and intercede on behalf of the neighborhood that they reside in. We are praying, Lord, for families to pray together. The families that pray together, stay together. We are praying for husbands and wives to come together and pray. We are praying for children to pray with their parents. We are praying for pastors to pray over their congregations. We are praying in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, receive our prayers in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you, O God. Lord, we magnify your name on tonight. You are worthy to be praised. God, we thank you for the prayers that have already gone up, O God, on the behalf of your people, O God. And Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you continue, O God, to abide with us on tonight, God. You said, O God, with two or more gathered in your name, that you will be in our presence. And we thank you, Lord, for being in our presence on tonight, God. We thank you for your glory resting with us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Lord, I pray for every person under the sound of my voice, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for each and every person, oh God, that is listening to this prayer right yes. now, God. I pray, Father God, your blessings upon them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, some need another touch from you. Yes. I pray that you will lay your hands on each and every individual, oh God. Lay your hands on them and give them a refreshing touch from you, oh God,
yes.
in the name of Jesus. Lord, meet every need. God, whatever it is that they're standing in the need of, oh God, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, that you have already stepped into tomorrow, oh God,
Jesus.
And met their needs of today, God. We thank you and we praise you, God. Lord, I give you of their children, oh God. Lord, bless their children, oh God. Bless their grandchildren, oh God. Bless every parent, oh God. Every mother, every father, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, meet every need. Lord, let every bill be paid, God. If there's monetary need, oh God, we ask, Father God, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour out the blessings, oh God, and begin to bless your people in a tangible way. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give them peace in their minds and Father God, healing in their bodies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, Father God, my God, for your healing touch, oh God, to be made manifest in the lives of your people. Lord, let us not grow weary. You said in your word that we should not grow weary in well-doing, God. Lord, I pray for New Creation Christian Ministries on tonight. Lord, we lift up New Creation Christian Ministries, the church on tonight. God, we pray for your church on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in that local assembly, God. We thank you, Lord, for sending, Father God, our sons and daughters from the north and the south, the east and the west. We thank you, Lord, for the families that you are sending into 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. We thank you, Lord, for fruit that remains. We thank you, Lord, that our families are coming together on one accord. We thank you that our sons and daughters are being saved and healed,
yes.
delivered and set free from the bondage of the enemy. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that our grandchildren are coming together, Father God, that they are having peace. God, I thank you for every young person. My God, for every elderly person, for every adult, for every child that is a part of New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. I thank you for every man, every woman that has committed their hearts to serve in that house.
Yes.
God, I thank you for every person that lifts up their hands to help my husband, Pastor Anthony, and myself as we carry out the vision that you have given us for that house. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for Kevin Callow Jr., oh God, who works our media ministry, oh God. I thank you for his diligence. God, we thank you for the knowledge that you have given him in the area of technology. Lord, we thank you for the excitement and the zeal that you have given him for your house. God, we thank you that he puts his hand to the plow and he does not look back. God, we thank you that he is committed and excited about the things of the ministry. Lord, we thank you for his grandmother, Carmen Callow. God, we thank you for her excitement, for her faith, for her commitment to the ministry. mercy, God. We thank you, Lord, for her telling her neighbors, her friends, her family, God, about New Creation Christian Ministries, about her. We thank you, Lord, for her being an evangelist, doing the work of the evangelist, telling everybody about her pastors, about her church home, about her church family, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for her telling people about this prayer line, about the noontime worship, about Saturday's broadcast. We thank you, Lord, for her tithing, for her giving, oh God, for her sowing, oh God, for her diligence, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for her faithfulness. God, we ask that you will bless her and bless her indeed. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you will continue to save her children, God, that you will continue to bless her marriage, God, that you will continue to keep Carmen's grandchildren and great-grandchildren in perfect peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray right now, God, hallelujah, for Mother May Thomas, oh God. We thank you for her life, oh God. We thank you for her faithfulness, God. We thank you for her commitment, God, even as she is a mother, and a mother in Zion, as she continues to cover this church, even over the prayer line. We thank you for her church home in Florida, God. We ask that you will bless her pastor, oh God, that you will bless every member, oh God, of the church that she is a part of, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for her grandchildren, for Al and Mustafa, for Princess, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for Robert and Keon. We thank you, Lord, for Hakida, Kayla, Marcus, and Justin, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord, hallelujah, for every grandchild, for little Gary, oh God, little G, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for man, and hallelujah, for everyone, for Koldo in London, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and we praise your holy name,
praise
oh God.
God,
we worship you, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We say, Lord, continue to have your way, oh God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for every great-grandchild, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for every son and every daughter. God bless Mother May Thomas and bless her seed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Hassan all the way in Kansas, oh God. Continue to bless, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are able, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for unity in the family, for every family, God, represented on this prayer line. We thank you for unity in the family, God. Nanamo koshale eke shanama. Ole eke shanamaka. Ole eke. Now, we come against the spirit of division.
In the family.
We come against the spirit of division. Brothers against brothers. And sisters against sisters. We come against the spirit of division where daughters are getting mad with their mothers and sons are getting mad at their mothers and their fathers and the division from mother and child and sister and brother and sister and sister and brother against brother. We come against the division right now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And we speak unity over the family.
Love,
we speak love over the family.
Jesus.
We break off the chains of division and discord in the name of Jesus. I pray for every sister, every brother, every daughter, every son. I pray for my sister Rashida, for my sister Jackie, my brother Gary, in the name of Jesus. My sister, oh God, hallelujah. Renee, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every sister, every brother, my sister Darlene, my brother Rodney, my brother Lewis, my God, my brother Michael, my brother Larry, every sister, y'all just call on the name of your siblings, your brothers and your sisters. I pray against the spirit of division. I come against the plan of the enemy. I break every chain off of their lives. In the name of Jesus, I declare tonight that the curse is broken.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every generation.
Every generational curse is broken. In the name of Jesus, I pray for our children, Kayla, Marcus, Justin, Hakita,
yes.
Nanamoko Shelley AK. Now, my continue to keep our children, keep Sister Daniela and Brother Mel, oh God.
Yes.
Keep their children, their five children. Bless them, oh God, and bless them indeed. In the name of Jesus, bless their marriage, oh God. In the name of Jesus, even as they are celebrating 7 months of marriage, I pray for Sister Daniela, even as she has been sick. I thank you for divine healing.
Yeah.
Healing is the children's bread.
Jesus.
And by the stripes of Jesus Christ, she is healed. My koshale aka shada mama mama. And every person listening, none of my koshale that needs healing, I pray the healing over your body in the name of Jesus. I pray healing over your body right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray divine healing, supernatural healing over your body right now. I come against the spirit of flu and any virus that's going around in the name of Jesus. I pray against every outbreak, against every virus. I pray against glaucoma and high blood pressure. I pray against high cholesterol right now in the name of Jesus. I pray against, my God, depression in the name of Jesus. I pray against heart attack and insomnia in the name of Jesus, heart disease in the name of Jesus, and diabetes in the name of Jesus. We pray supernatural healing over the lives of every individual right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare that no weapon formed against the people of God can prosper. We declare that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. I declare that we are the top and not the bottom, the head and not the tail,
yes.
Above and never beneath, the healed and not the sick, the rich and not the poor,
Jesus.
That we shall live and not die, that we shall declare the works of the Lord. I declare prosperity in the homes of the people of God. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against the people of God shall prosper. I declare peace and unity, prosperity and blessings over the lives of the people of God. In the name of Jesus, and I pray for New Creation Christian Ministries, the church. I pray for supernatural blessings. I pray for souls to be saved. In the name of Jesus, we pray for souls to be saved. We pray for deliverance to take place in the house. In the name of Jesus, Lord, deliver from the bondage of hell. Deliver from the bondage of sin. Set free from the pain of the past. In the name of Jesus, I pray supernatural blessings. I pray that the people are coming in, that every seat is filled. We touch and agree right now that every seat is filled.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Most High God. We declare and we declare. We break off every yoke. We come against witchcraft and manipulation. We come against every soothsayer, every warlock, every principality, every demon. We break every chain that's been trying to hold back the manifestation of God's word for this church. In the name of Jesus, we loose the prophetic utterance. We loose the release of the prophetic right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak divine manifestation. We speak unity in their house. We speak joy in their house. We speak peace in their house. We speak healing in their house. We speak manifested power in their house. We declare and decree that New Creation Christian Ministries is a blessed house, and every individual that is a member of that house is a blessed individual. In the name of Jesus, I speak blessings. Listen to me, every member of New Creation Christian Ministries, I speak blessings over your life right now. In the name of Jesus, we speak blessings over your life. You are the blessed and highly favored of the Lord. And everything that you declare, everything that you desire, God is giving you the desires of your heart. Begin to believe God for divine manifestation.
Jesus.
God.
Thank you.
God, we thank you for growth. We thank you for sister. My God, we thank you for the sister that got set free on this past weekend. We thank you, Lord, huh, that every demon on assignment is loose to offer the people of God. Every demon on assignment has been loose off of the people of God and banged it up to go into the apex of hell in the name of Jesus. Every person walking through the doors of new creation is free, set free. When people walk in, let the anointing, my God, we declare and decree that the anointing on this house is so powerful that when people walk in, no matter what kind of bondage that they are in, that they will be set free. Makasha, nana makasha. In the name of Jesus, it's going to happen. We declare revival in New Creation Christian Ministries. We declare revival right now. We pray for Pastor Alicia Cooper. We pray for her mother right now, Prophetess Williams right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for divine turnaround, even as she is in rehab right now, God. We thank you, Lord, for divine healing in the name of Jesus. We thank you for manifesting healing in the name of Jesus. We thank you that no weapon of sickness can occupy her body. That she is set free, that she is healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your holy name on tonight. Hallelujah. We feel you, God, through the power of prayer tonight and the prayer of faith. Lord, we count it not robbery. Your word says to pray without ceasing. So, Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, we could not pray or praise to you enough in the name of Jesus. And we cover everybody under the sound of my voice right now. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for my wife, Lord, even as she covered in the name of Jesus the New Creation Church family, that ministry that you have set in the city of Elizabeth. We thank you for almost 7 years of ministry. We thank you. Your word says, lest you build the house, they that labor, labor in vain. And lest you stand on the wall and watch, we wake up and we go to bed in vain. Oh, Lord, we need you. We need you in the city of Elizabeth. We need you in the city of North. We need you in the state of Florida in the name of Jesus. Lord, make a way out of no way. Irvington and Hillside and Union, East Orange and Orange in the name of Jesus. Edison and South Orange, Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Glory be to God. Lord, we need you. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, our son Justin, thank you for another birthday in the name of Jesus. Cover every grandparent, every grandchild, every child in the matchless name of Jesus. So, Lord, bless every family. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we pray right now. And we say, Lord, have your way.
Have your way, God.
Have your way in the midst of your people.
My God.
Lord, we need you to move.
Move, Lord.
We need you to demonstrate your power.
Demonstrate your power.
We need manifestation. Your word says signs and wonders will follow those who believe. And we thank you for the testimonies that are coming forth at New Creation. We thank you for the testimonies of the people of God, far and near, of the glory and goodness of God Almighty. So, Lord, we pray tonight, and we give you praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for Prophetess Angie Singletary, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for her life, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, oh God. Hallelujah. Even as she walks her, oh my God, hallelujah, covering, Father God, standing in the office of pastor over at Greater Zion, oh God. We thank you. We praise you, oh God, for what you're doing in her life, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We cover her right now, God. That's her pastors, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus over her life right now, God. We bind up all principalities and powers, oh God. We declare and decree, Father God, even a fresh anointing over her life, God. We thank you for total restoration, oh God, for everything that she poured out on this past Sunday, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for replenishing the living waters, oh God, flowing from her belly, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God, for her obedience, oh God. Her willingness, oh God, to even stand in the gap, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the call of the pastors on her life, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that what you have for her is for her, oh God. We declare and we decree, oh God, that the vision, oh God, that you have given her, oh God, for her life, oh God, and for what you have put in her belly shall surely come to pass, oh God. Lord, give her wisdom from on high, oh God, in order to lead your people, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, continue, oh God, to speak to her, oh God, even as she continually seeks your face, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over her life, oh God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, and we praise you, oh God, for the few, oh God, that will come forth, even our God, from her ministry, oh God, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God, for the work of your hands, oh God, even in her life, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to use her for your glory, God. Give her the desires of her heart. Bless her and bless her indeed. Bless her seed, oh God. And bless her son and her grandson, oh God. In the name of Jesus, continue, oh God, to walk with her and talk with her, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the open doors, oh God, of opportunity, oh God, to preach this gospel, oh God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, and we magnify your name for what you are yet to do in the life of this woman servant, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we praise your name and we worship you, oh God, and we say, have your way. Continue to have your way, oh God. We call out, Father God, even every family of New Creation Christian Ministries, the Singletary family, the McCray family, the Kylo family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the Johnson family, the Finney family, oh God. Hallelujah. Have your way, oh God. The Edmund family, the Simmons family, the Thomas family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have your way, oh God. Let your will be done, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the Tucker family, oh God. Hallelujah. Have your way, oh God. Let your will be done, oh God. My God, let your will, the Phillips family, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Davis family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Page family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the Johnson family, the Brown family, the Green family, oh God, the Gray family, oh God. Have your way, oh God. Let your will be done, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every family, every boy, every girl. Hallelujah. Let your will be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Green family, oh God. Hallelujah. Have your way. Hallelujah. Sister Shaniqua, oh God. Hallelujah. Even that family, God. Bless that mother and son, oh God. In the name of Jesus, continue to have your way, God. Continue, God. Even the visitors, the guests, oh God. The Leek family, oh God. Both Leek families are. In the name of Jesus, have your way, oh God. Let your will be done, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. And we praise you, and we say, let your will be done, God. And thank you for sending in the families, oh God. Continue to send them in, oh God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Caller, we do see that hand. There's a verse of scripture I want to read in your hearing, then we're going to put you through, caller. But the Bible reminds us, Matthew chapter 26, verse 40 and 41, and he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what, could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray, that you enter not into temptation.
The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So as we pray tonight, people of God, I believe our spirit and our flesh is being strengthened on tonight. I believe that prayer is a supernatural gift from God Almighty. And I believe that we're not sleeping right now. We are praying for the 1 hour that Jesus wants us to pray for. And I believe as you called in tonight, God is going to bless you. God is going to move on behalf of your prayer. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Area code 908. Was that a prayer request, or did you have a prayer request?
Prayer request is actually, I want to ask that y'all continue to pray for us, my wife's sister Daniela, that she gets entire healing and that she be strengthened. And the second request is that recently I've been forced to apply for TR-8 to catch up with rent because Pastor Rebecca and yourself are well aware of our financial hardship. And let me just tell you, the devil is so busy because this building went under new management recently, and the attorney, I requested a document from them so that I could submit it to social services to be very brief. And to make a long story short, their management attorney had sent a letter to us with both of their names on it for eviction because they're trying to collect their rent. But in order to get the TRA paid, they need a letter on my behalf basically stating the breakdown of when I was back paid or whatsoever. So to be very brief, I need God to step into this matter and make a way out of no way. I'm believing and I'm pressing on and I'm praying because it seems like sometimes my body gets a little weary and I look at my wife and I know I'm the head of the house. I'm the man supposed to be standing firm, but sometimes I feel kind of like scary, like, because I understand people deal with hardships from time to time, and we're looking at this situation not from a spiritual standpoint. We know that God is going to handle it.
Amen, my brother. Let us pray, because I believe prayer can do what we can't do. I know that the attorneys, the building owners, the money, I believe prayer can do what we can't do. So we're going to believe that God is supernaturally going to work it out for you and your wife. And we really believe Romans 8:28 on this prayer line that all things are going to work together for your good. We don't see how God's going to work it out for our good sometimes when we're in the middle of a storm. But as I pray, allow God to minister to you, because we're going to touch and agree with you and your wife that he's going to give you favor even in this situation. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for this husband. I pray for this father. I pray for this provider in the name of Jesus, priest and Father God, protector of his family. In the name of Jesus, he's a man who works. He's a man who wants, Lord, to keep, in the name of Jesus, the dwelling for him and his wife, in the name of Jesus. So we pray right now that the paperwork and the building owners and everything that needs to come together on their behalf will work out in his favor. In the matchless name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, even with the threat of eviction, Lord, that you would turn that situation around right now. I have not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of even Brother Amel, what you are going to do for those who are seeking you. Your glory be to God. He said it's not going to be by might, not by power, but by the spirit of the living God.
That's right.
So we touch and agree with this husband and his wife, and we say, Lord, have your way. We know that your grace and your mercy is sufficient. We know that he's in the need of a miracle. Lord, we know that you need to step in this situation, and right now we are praying that, God, you would do what only you can do, that your hand would be in the situation, and, Lord, that you would give them, glory be to God, the blessings from glory to come into that situation and make it according to your will in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we pray that you even give him a peace in the middle of this storm. Allow him not to worry. Allow him not to be anxious. Allow him, in the name of Jesus, not to walk in fear and doubt and unbelief. But, Lord, we right now, we strengthen him with the blood of Jesus. And we say, Lord, according to your word, you commanded us to walk by faith and not by sight. So no matter what he sees in the natural, we are believing for the supernatural. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, I'm going to encourage you to believe in the supernatural God that you serve, that he's going to do a supernatural thing on your behalf concerning your rent money in this situation. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I pray you receive it by faith, and God is going to be with you. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, bring your prayers and supplications unto God. He'll give you a peace which surpasses all understanding. And I believe that you're going to have a peace even in the middle of this storm. Amen.
That's the best blessing I could ever get. Yes.
Amen, my brother. Well, keep the faith and watch God show up and show out in that situation. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We'll continue to pray for you and your wife, even this pending situation.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. We got a few more minutes. If there are any other prayer requests tonight, we're going to open the phone lines. If you are standing in the need of prayer, if you have a family member or a situation that you need us to touch and agree with you tonight, you can press 1 and we'll see that as an indication that you want to communicate with us, and we'll pray with you and pray for you. To God be the glory. Pastor Rebecca and I, the New Creation family, we believe in prayer, and prayer is the foundation. We see when Jesus walked the earth how much he prayed. And right after he talked to Peter and the disciples and said, could you not pray for me? The Bible says as he was speaking, Judas came to betray him. And that's why we pray, because the enemy is lurking. But we're believing that through prayer, God is way ahead of us. Oh, glory be to God. I'm getting excited already. I said, through prayer, God is way ahead of your situation. Through prayer, Brother Amel, God is way ahead of you. Through prayer, people of God, God has already gone before you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Bible says when Moses and the children of Israel was going forth, the angel went before them to make sure things were in order. And as we pray, I believe God has sent an angel before us. I believe that God has sent his blessing before us. I believe that God has already influenced the people that needs to be influenced. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I believe that God has already influenced everybody that needs to be influenced. He's already imparted his blessing, his hand, his power in every situation. Glory be to God. So, Lord, help us to believe you.
Yes.
Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Increase our faith. Increase our trust in you. Increase, Lord, and remove our unbelief tonight. And, Lord, we say, glory be to God, that through the power of prayer that we believe tonight, that you've already worked it out. We believe tonight that we're going to come back with a favorable report.
Yes.
We believe tonight that the blessings of the Lord are rich and addeth no sorrow. So, Lord, that abundant life that you promised us through your Son, Jesus Christ, is yet ours. So, God, help us in the middle of the storms of life. Help us in the middle of painful situations and circumstances. Help us when it looks like everything is gone contrary to your word, to hold on to God's unchanging hand. So, Lord, we thank you in advance that we're going to praise you. We thank you in advance that somehow we find joy in the middle of every situation. Somehow we see your hand in every situation, because we know if you allowed it, we can handle it. We believe tonight that if you permitted it, it's going to make us stronger, it's going to make us better, it's going to make us wiser, and it's going to make us, hallelujah, glory be to God, more according to your will for our lives.
Yes, yes.
So, Lord, as we get ready to go down from this mountaintop experience, we thank you for those who called in tonight. Lord, bless their homes.
Bless the job that they have to go to tomorrow. Those who are retired, bless their retirement. Those who are not working, bless those, Lord. Bless those in the name of Jesus coming in and going out in the field and in the city. Bless, hallelujah, everything we put our hands to according to your word. You said shall prosper. You said everything according to your word will be like a tree planted, and everything whatsoever we do will prosper. So help us to not get weary.
Mm-hmm.
Help us to not get tired. Help your Christians to not get cold and lukewarm, not in this season. People of God, this is going to be the best year of your life.
Yes.
I pray that you perceive that prophetic utterance over your life. I said, this is going to be the best breakthrough, miraculous year of your life. Receive that word by faith. God is going to move in your situation. He's going to move in your family. I see it in my own family, how God is moving, how God is doing things. Hallelujah. He says his ways are higher than our ways. He says even his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So even when we think we're thinking big, God says, my thoughts are way bigger than that. When we think we're taking the limits off, God is saying to you and I tonight, I'm going to bless you and overwhelm you, because the way I'm going to bless you, you haven't even thought about it. Glory be to God. The way I'm going to move and orchestrate your blessing hasn't even crossed your mind. That's all the scripture says. It has not even entered into your heart or your mind. I have not seen, nor has it heard, nor has it entered into your heart what God will do for those who love him. So as we close out this prayer tonight, I pray that you continue to love God. I pray that you increase your love for God. I pray that you fall into love with the things of God over and over and over again. Because if God be for you, I said, if God be for you, yes, the warfare might come. Yes, the problems might come. Yes, the trouble might come. But again, I reiterate, if God be for you, who can really come against us? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we saw no more prayer requests. We're going to go down from this place. James Fortune is a wonderful song that he made. I pray that this ministered to you. It's simply two words, I believe. The song is entitled, I Believe. And allow this to stir up the gift of God in your faith unto night. Receive James Fortune in the name of Jesus as we close out this prayer tonight.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
The word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
About your future.